Read all about it. Read all about it. Sean Defoe does Twitter Thursday. Sean Defoe joins us for Twitter Thursday. Read all about it. Hear all about it because he's on the line. Sean, good to be talking to you, man.
How are you, Ollie? How's the crack?
Good. And yourself?
Not too bad. You caught me there mid-sip of water. I was trying to get my vocal cords ready to go. I thought you were going to give a longer answer or expand on how you are. But we're fine. We got there.
Golden vocal cords, indeed. Now, just before we get into things, you were saying you heard a certain reference to Waterford on traffic news the other day in a certain radio station in yonder in your Dublin surrounds.
It's a funny Dubs. I was listening to, or I was actually just pottering away about my business, and one of a Dublin-based newsreader who would remain anonymous who had to read out some national traffic news, and he had to read out that there was a traffic coming up Ballytruckle around the Folly, and he found this the most hilarious thing ever, as if they were, as you were talking names out of Narnia, because he sent me, just sent it in a viewer text, like, and I kind of go, what's so funny about that? You know, you're just growing up listening to Dublin lore every day. I'm telling you, these big city folk making fun of our place names.
Oh, I tell you, how others perceive us. Now, down to the business of the here and the now in the great world of Twitter and Twitterati. What's this about crows in Sweden?
This is remarkable, actually. This is the favourite story I've seen all week. So, crows are being recruited to pick up discarded cigarette butts from the streets and squares of a Swedish city. It's part of like a cost-cutting drive and sort of a clean earth drive. So, they're basically training. And my favourite quote in the whole thing of it was, these birds are taking part on a voluntary basis, just to make sure there was no coercing of the birds into it. So it's a Keep Sweden Tidy Foundation says there's more than a billion cigarette butts left on the streets every year. And basically what they're trying to do is that they're trying to train these crows to just pick up the cigarette butts and deposit them somewhere. So basically they get a sort of a treat every time that they drop a cigarette butt into this particular pot. So they go up, they swoop down, they collect it. They're obviously not going to eat it because even crows know that cigarettes are manky, but they drop it into this and they get their thing, and then suddenly you have this free street cleaning army going around, and all you have to do is feed them a bit of bird food.
Imagine coming up with that idea one day and thinking to yourself, do you know what, the crows would be great at picking up these cigarette butts.
It's remarkable, and it's funny, like, there's been research done on them. We kind of forget how intelligent some of these birds are, that suggests that crows are as good at reasoning as a human 7-year-old. Now, I know what you're going to say. Human 7-year-olds don't have that much reasoning in the first place.
Oh, a lot more than we give them credit for, I can tell you that. In close contact with a 2.5-year-old at the minute, so.
Oh, well, 2.5-year-old's very, very, very clever. It kind of ships off the older you get as soon as you get out of your teens.
I've been told to play nice on more than one occasion, so. But I can totally understand that. But incredible, and I've seen the footage in the film, and it really works. It's a real thing.
It's mad, and apparently they spend more than £1.6 million. The article was in pounds on street cleaning every year. So they're estimating that just by getting the birds to do this, they could save 75% of the costs involved in picking up cigarette butts in this particular city. And so, you know, redirect that towards all sorts of other good things that you could do. So maybe we'll do that. We already have seagulls here dive bombing for our chips. If we could just get them to actually pick up cigarette butts and other bits of rubbish as they went, I think we'd be onto something.
Yeah, redirect your efforts for a change. Constructive. Now, a spelling mistake on thousands of pieces of platinum Jubilee merchandising, calling it, well, I'll let you describe it here now, but anyway, we have a certain 70-year reign which is going to be commemorated coming up.
Which is remarkable, only British monarch to ever reign for that long, to ever have a platinum Jubilee as it was. But this is something like straight out of Only Fools and Horses, because it literally says, printed on all these like thousands and thousands of plates, 10,000 pieces of memorabilia, the platinum Jubilee. Lovely Jubilee, the platinum Jubilee.
In the words of Del Boy himself.
Yay, lovely Jubilee.
That's exactly what they are. But you know what? I was thinking about this. I was like, God, wouldn't you be raging that they'd be all gone? But they've made such a big deal of it now that your man will probably sell them. He'll probably be able to actually sell them on as the platinum Jubilee. The platinum lovely Jubilee.
More than 10,000 of them, but there you go. Now collector's items. And lastly, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. The nominees were released, I think it was Wednesday, during the week yesterday, and some surprises in it there, I would have thought. But what do you reckon? You might give us a quick rundown there.
Yeah, I was really surprised as well, because you sent me this list. So the nominees are Beck, Pat Benatar, Kate Bush, Devo, Duran Duran, Eminem, Eurythmics, Judas Priest, Fela Kuti, MC5, New York Dolls, there's a lot of them here, Dolly Parton, Rage Against the Machine, Lionel Richie, Carly Simon, A Tribe Called Quest, and Dionne Warwick. Like, that's an awful lot of nominees for the
Rock
and
Roll, isn't it?
Yeah. Hall of Fame. I don't know how many get in. I presume it's more than one, that you kind of get four or five usually at these things, whatever. They're nominated. You asked me, and I still don't know who would I pick, who would be my top one, because if I was going back to like my age group, then Eminem would be right up there. But Rock and Roll, Eminem, that just doesn't fit in my head. And Dolly Parton as well.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Dolly Parton, like, just not rock and roll. Although I was thinking, maybe I would go Dolly Parton just because of what she did in the last 2 years with the vaccines, that she used a lot of money to actually go and fund vaccines and get them out there, which is a pretty rock and roll thing to do, even if she's not necessarily a kind of a rock and roll star. And then the likes of Lionel Richie, Kate Bush as well. I just wouldn't have thought rock and roll, but look, maybe, you know, rock and roll's what you make of it. Who would you have picked?
We'll have to ask Alexa to define rock and roll, because it certainly changes my ideas of what rock and roll was or wasn't, or this, that, and the other. Do you know what? It's a really hard one there, because you have Dolly in there, and I love her as a performer, and such a multi-instrumentalist, and crossing lots of different boundaries. But I'd probably go for Kate Bush.
Kate Bush, really?
Yeah,
why?
I would, yeah. I just think there's no mistaking her with anybody else. She's just incredible. She's just incredible. Yeah, how about you? True, what would you have gone for?
Oh, God. I don't know. I'm like Eurythmics to go are in now.
There. You know?
Yeah, I was going to... Eurythmics were the other one that was standing out to me. I think, maybe Eurythmics. Or maybe Dolly. I don't know. I'm really bad at these things.
Yeah.
We'll go second. We'll put Dolly in. Why not?
We'll do that. Why not? Okay, it's a done deal. Now, apparently the real nominees won't be known until May. They'll be announced in May. So we have a ways to go on this. So we might just change our mind between here and then, Sean, but we'll have to see what the story is. But
that's plenty of time to argue it out.
Exactly that. That's where we got to leave it. Sean Defoe, thank you so much for joining us as always. Have a good rest of week, my man.
You too, Ollie. Have a good one and a great weekend.
Bye-bye.